Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana, and the three of us are back, and we're ready to talk about everything going on in pop culture yet again.
That's what we're here for.
Lots of things.
There's a lot to talk about today. First, we have to talk about Threads, though. Are you as obsessed as I am? Like, what's your feeling there?
Who?
It's an open question.
You go first, Jordana. As someone who is a caller out of things that are exactly the same as other things, I would say people, it seems like Twitter with a renewed buzz. It's like Twitter back from rehab or something.
Yeah, but Twitter needed to come back, needed a renewed buzz. So it's actually, you know, it's fulfilling a purpose.
What I like about it, A, is that it just seems like, I like when there's like everybody's doing something at the same time. I just like that. I think that's fun. I think
it's clowny.
It's very clowny, and it's less about like posturing, or no one is just like showing up to be like cool. It's sort of just like, let's all have fun. It is day one. I have a feeling obviously that'll evolve over the next couple months. But it has a sense of spirit when you're on it. And I also find that the app is like, because of that newfound sense of spirit, it's a less intimidating place to be. And yeah, I don't know. You're just like, you have a different audience, because Instagram audience is different than Twitter audience. So it's just like a little clownier. I like the interface. There's something we all can make fun of because it's a direct copy. And it's just like a light.
Yeah, I'm a little obsessed with it. I got the feeling that I first got when Instagram started, where it was like, you know what, like, fuck it. Like, this is how, and what you're saying, that spirit of like, everyone's there and everyone's excited and not feeling judgmental or attacky. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just kind of like, we're going to have fun with this. We're all on the same page. We're on the same team. We like this. People really wanted something that I think like serves the function of Twitter, where it's like, everybody is, there's official accounts for like public figures, for you, your friends, your brands, like everything is there. And I also am so happy that we don't have to like talk to camera to post. You don't have to put on any makeup. You can just kind of put your gifs, you can put your thoughts. And it's just like, it feels playful. And the like you're saying, like there's a spirit to it. Everyone's on the same team. This, I think, was the true beauty of Scandoval, that we all got to be united on the same page. And I'm feeling that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is the same thing as Twitter.
Well, so is, stories are the same thing as Snapchat. And like, Facebook isn't like, I was reading, like, Zuck's best work is never really his own except for the Facebook.
I mean, that was also the Winklevosses.
That was the, exactly. So it was really like, that said, it works.
You know what? He's a great copycat, and I'm happy with the, but here's the thing. This is more fun to use because we all sort of intuitively knew how to use Twitter already, rather than like when we first started stories, even though we had Snapchat, right? Even though we had Snapchat before stories, I think there was still like a learning curve of figuring out how you're going to do it. And I feel like this is kind of their most successful launch in a long time. And I do think the fact that your followers poured over is a big reason for that.
That, and because everybody's mad at Twitter. Like, I think that's part of its success. Like, it's not.
This wouldn't have worked if not.
People were like loving Twitter, they're like, why?
Right.
Yeah.
You also have a renewed sense of like, I get to watch my follower count go up. what you like quickly in a way, because all those, because everyone who's joining Threads is now following you as they have gotten a new one and it's connected to Instagram. So I think there's that little sense of like, I already have an established follower base here. I don't have to like build it from scratch. I'm not like overwhelmed.
And you recognize people's names too because of the same accounts on Insta to this. Like on Twitter, like we can't get Betches. We're like at Betches love this, you know? Like, right. And you're like, who's that?
L-U-V this.
You know? So it kind of, that adds to it. But I also think that the interface is a cute little like upgrade from Twitter. Like I don't need to look at a bird, you know? However,
I do like the little zig, zig, zig. Zip, zip, zip.
Do you think Twitter is dead?
I mean, they just instituted rate counts. I think, you know what I think would actually be a really smart move for Twitter? I think they should sell themselves. I think Fox News should buy Twitter. And I think that they should make themselves like a forum. I don't want to be doing social? Their job for them. Kind of. Like a Fox
Doesn't that
News
already exist?
Owned. Yeah, but it's not owned by Fox News.
Fox News can't afford it, I don't think.
Could definitely
to buy Twitter.
Yeah. It's not worth $44 billion anymore. They can't even, and especially if they wait. I don't know. That's just what I would do if I were Fox News.
Here's what's going on in Twitter right now. Elon Musk tweets, must confess to a deep love of fashion and architecture.
Yesterday he was like, most people just hate, they're Elon haters. Like it's just, he is instituting limits on the tweets you can read. It's like, why would anyone want that?
Well, also Fox Corp, I'm just to go back to the Fox thing. Their market cap is $16.7 billion. I still don't think they can afford it. Just saying.
Unless
they change their name to Twitter. And they
I think they can. Twitter's like not paying its rent. Like give Twitter like a year. Their advertising is contracted. I don't think Twitter's no longer worth $44 billion. Right. Like that's, you know. It also like it comes down to like if Elon can, how Tesla's doing, if he can like borrow more money, whatever. We'll see. This was just my idea. I don't think this is happening.
Was this strategic or was this like a spite platform?
No, this is strategic. Of course, if this had launched and Twitter was still owned by Jack Dorsey, I don't think anyone would care about this.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's because people hate Twitter.
Which was smart.
And, you know, there's also the cage match that's pending between Zuck and Elon.
I think they said that they're not doing it anymore.
I think this is the cage match.
We are the fighters.
It's a VR cage match. It's Zuck with his little head, like animated head, check me out. I think it's quite strategic. And yeah, like if I click Twitter right now, and I've been on Twitter for many years, I never liked it, to be honest, but it just has a different vibe.
I found it, you know what else I like about right now? People can just follow freely. Like I'm super excited to just like, that's actually one of the advantages of the fact that I follow like 4,000 people and never unfollow anyone, is that now I'm like, I found all my people very quickly.
On Threads.
Yes.
Right. I mean, it's I'm interested to see how long the buzz lasts. Maybe forever, I guess.
Right.
We'll see.
That's what I'm saying. It also depends how Threads evolves and how people, like users, use it for the next, I think, month, maybe 2 months. Like day one is always, again, full of hope. Hope usually dwindles.
That's true. Or novelty. Novelty dwindles.
Yeah, no novelty maybe, but the thing is that people use Twitter and now they don't need to use Twitter. So like it's a sort of a replacement app.
I like that they're all streamlined. Like Twitter was always kind of stupid because it was like siloed.
The thing that is most stupid though is the stupid fucking background that Instagram, the
don't
thread.
Don't tread on me.
Yes, don't thread on me, Sammy. Yeah, it's my pun.
I saw your post. I liked it.
It just like looks weird and creepy, and I don't like it. And they need to remove it ASAP.
Yeah, I just cover that with like a color or something.
Oh, you could do that.
The way you can like post to you can put a background on something.
I tried, but it wouldn't work. But maybe I didn't try hard enough.
Maybe try harder. I did see about 1,000 people post as their first thread. Is this thing on? And I wanted
Can you hear me now?
No, I actually didn't see any of those.
No, I just made that up.
Oh, well, good. Maybe you would have been original.
Yeah, I know, maybe.
I swear, like a thousand, everybody, you know, posted the same thing.
And that does kind of feel like you can also see some just like kind of losery stuff going on. Like, what's new on here? Like, you know, oh like those God. People who are like,
yes.
So what's everyone's favorite movie right now? It's like, can you not bring that here? Like that energy here?
Right. There's definitely like the people who are not sure if they want to use it almost as like a forum. I kind of think why it's a little better than Twitter even is because it has almost kind of a Reddit-y vibe yeah. to it, which people are liking these days. I also.
Yeah, I disagree fully about that energy isn't welcome because the forum
I think
feeling,
it depends what you're asking.
Yeah, it depends your vibe when you're asking.
You know what else? Twitter is full of like, Twitter has always been kind of dominated by like experts. You know, this I think is a more fun crowd.
And that's what I didn't like about Twitter. I'm like, can we all stop with the fucking pretentiousness for a second? Do you all think you're brilliant geniuses? Like, Jesus no, too. Like you're not. You're just spewing every thought that comes out of your mouth and you hope that 50% of it is right. Like, that's just what it is. And I can't deal with it. So, I'm down for fun.
Yeah, I think this is an app so far where the pretension is not working. It's a little pretension. Too millennial for the pretension. For that
I hope
Gen
it just
X
doesn't,
pretension.
It's not like cheesy, though. We'll see. There's a medium line.
I'm more into cheese than I am for the pretension.
I'm not.
I think they can mix. Pretension can
medium
be cheesy,
brow,
vice versa.
As we said, medium brow.
Medium brow. Yeah. Medium brow. Medium brow is the way to be. Anyway, obviously everyone should follow Betches and all of Betches' accounts. We're all over it. And us, of course.
Throw us in there.
We have the same Instagram names, conveniently.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's crazy how they did that.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Okay, the other thing I'm really excited about right now is that in 12 hours from this recording, Speak Now Taylor's version will be out. And I am so excited.
Speaking of things that are the same, that are coming out again, presenting themselves
there
as original.
Are new songs, Jordana.
Presenting themselves as original. The new album is coming out. New/old album is coming out.
With some new songs. But I do have to say what I'm excited about is that something I don't really like as much about Taylor's earlier albums is that I just don't think her voice was as good. Like, I don't really enjoy the way it sounded as much. And every time she does a re-record, I like her voice, the way she sings the new songs better. So it's like, okay, I have the old songs just with her older voice, and I like it more. And I'm excited about that. And she does production to like.
What are the like popular songs on Speak Now?
Back to December.
Sing it.
Speak Now. Yeah, I'm not going to sing them. Mine. Haunted. Which
Dear John, right?
Dear John, obviously. Yes. This is the John Mayer album. Mean. Do you remember when she sang that? We roasted her so hard at the Grammys.
Yeah. I like
Long
that song.
Live. Oh, I don't really like that song.
It's a good song.
I'm
Can't
not
wait
a
to
fan.
Hear it again.
The Story of Us.
But I'm not excited for the new album because I've already heard all the songs
okay,
before.
Yeah, you can
I'm
just
excited
hear it
to
now.
Hear the new songs.
Are you going to like listen to the same song and then do like a side by side, like sort of like what's different about this in those magazines?
No, I can, I will be able to tell when I hear it. Her voice is so much different, especially with the earlier albums. Her voice is much different than it was now.
Well, it's interesting because this is sort of like a unique medium, which you could redo everything and maybe it would be a little bit better because your voice is better. It's not like, for instance, like if you're an actor at 22 is probably not as good as acting. Like Meryl Streep at 22 is probably not as good of an actress as she is right now, right? But she can't go and redo all of her old movies because she looks like she's like in her 60s, right?
Right.
So it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
So this is sort of a unique medium where she can, Taylor can go back and sing all of the songs that she wrote and recorded 10 years ago, but she looks the same. But I do think that it takes a little bit away from it, the fact that she is not currently in that stage of life. Like, I don't think it feels as interesting.
Well, that's why I think she's almost maybe publicly in terms of PR trying to like repeat some of her things. But at the same time, it's not just her voice. It's also that she can afford to work with more expensive producers. Whereas when she was doing Speak Now, she was like, this was the first tour she was even like able to perform in a stadium. So I think that like it's actually the song production, the way it sounds, can actually be much better. And like, yeah, I'm excited for a better version of those songs, especially because I wasn't as much of a fan at that time because it didn't sound as good to me as her music sounds now.
Yeah. Okay. Reboots are happening though, like Sex in the City, where everybody looks different.
Yeah, but they're not like reshooting Sex in the City pretending that they're all 35.
That would be so funny.
That would be funny. I would almost enjoy that more.
I would enjoy that way more. It would be great. Yeah, I think I would love that for us just to watch.
Just do one episode.
Speaking of Taylor Swift and music, Olivia Rodrigo, Sammy, you love her new song, Vampire.
Oh my gosh.
Must discuss quick.
I mean, immediately. First
listen. It's
really
good. It's really good.
Really good on first listen, which is a rare quality.
Because it has like three parts to it.
Yeah.
And it's like every part is better than the part prior.
Yes.
And you're just like, I feel like I'm a teenager listening to this song.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Makes you like, want to be a teenager.
It makes me like angsty again and like just love it. And like listen to it on the bus.
It's, it's been number one on the charts for, I think like since it came out. So highly recommend you listen. We're not going to sing it here because that would be terrible.
Yeah, I'm into it. Who's it about? Like you said, you think that you read about who it's
John Mayer.
I read that there's two people that other people think it could be about. First, it could be, so it's about, it's kind of the vampire is about like a guy who treats her shitty.
Who only comes out at night. It's so genius.
Who's using her for fame.
And yeah, she says, fame, fucker. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. See, that's the part I wouldn't want to sing just for everyone's sake. But
that's so good.
Yeah. So people say it's either about this DJ, Zach Bia, who she dated when she was 19 for 6 months, or about this producer named Adam Faze, who she dated when she was 18 for 7 months. So those are the speculations about who it could be about. Could maybe even be kind of a combination of her feelings on more than one person.
A bunch of people. Funny because you're like, she's 19, 18. Like she's 20 right now. I was like, how old is she?
It's like all within the past like 2 years.
Oh my God, she can't even like drink yet. Oh my God, Olivia.
She says that her new album, Guts, is going to be like about a really big transition of her life in the past 2 years. So I'm very excited.
She's like a Gen Z I love.
She is. A Gen Z. I think my favorite Gen Z.
Because like she's 20. She's naming her albums like Guts. Like I find that like funny, but like fun, but also.
She wasn't even born when that show came out.
But you know what I mean? Like sour. Like those are all just kind of like words. But like she doesn't, it's so basic. I don't know. I like it.
No, I love it. She's my favorite Gen Z.
That could not sound like a more of a millennial take on the
No, but I mean, it's just like,
I just
like
love that she just uses the nouns. Like,
No. What I mean
know,
is like,
love
it's again,
she's doing.
There's no pretension there. Like, it's just like, here's a word.
No, what is the Nike slogan? No something, just sports? No.
That's from the movie.
That's the joke about the Nike slogan in What Women Want. Oh. It's just do it.
It's just do it.
But isn't there something else?
That's from What Women Want. That was what Helen Hunt
that was what she made her fake pitch for the fake Nike slogan.
What is it? No,
no games, just games,
no games, just sports. That's a great. Are you sure that's not real?
That's definitely not real. When you hear your sneaker running on the pavement,
that's the best ad.
Ugh, so good.
Ugh, I would love. It's I want to so watch 90s. That movie. That was a, no. They don't make movies like that anymore, and they need to.
Why didn't they use that for Nike?
Because they already had Just Do It.
No games, just sports. That should be Olivia Rodrigo's album title. But not sports, just music.
I prefer guts. One word.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Okay, let's talk about the biggest news on the block, shall we? Kyle Mauricio.
Absolutely.
The biggest news on our block. I don't know about like the world block, but...
I mean,
our block.
Yeah, sure.
So Aileen had mentioned this, has been talking about this happening for quite a bit.
Yes, Sammy and I, we discussed it on the pod. People magazine announced that Kyle and Mauricio are separating. The word separating.
Separating or separated?
Separating.
They have been separated for a while now, but they're still living under the same roof and they remain amicable while they're figuring out what's next for their family. That was the People original story.
Okay. And that that happened like the day before July 4th. People were like, oh, obviously you're going to just do this now. Like, why? Whatever.
Well, also it was being talked about by Reality. I think 16 had posted it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had been talking about it. It wasn't. Like, this was the only place it was.
Yeah, no. It was being speculated, but it was like one of those like snowballs. Like, it just kept getting louder and louder, bigger and bigger. It was all over Reddit at one point, like the day before it went up, that Faces by Reality like posted two big highlights. Most recently, the one about like all
they
of
had
the evidence
rings and tattoos.
Yeah, all of the evidence between
and they haven't
Morgan
been posting
and
each
Kyle
other.
Being together, like to support the fact that Morgan and Kyle are together. Kyle started like wearing her rings less and less, and she started wearing this one ring, and then realizing that Morgan has the same ring, they have the same tattoos, all of this shit. Okay. And
but
then,
that wasn't nothing about that was reported.
Nothing about that was reported. But then also at the same time, there was like a lot of like social media activity being speculated about, and that's what we were sort of talking about on the podcast. It's like, they don't post together anymore. He's posting her. She's not even responding to his stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Go listen to previous episodes. But then people announced that they've separated. And so everyone's like, holy shit. Oh, my God. What's the gossip? Like, why? And then the next day, they both posted this, like, black note app type of joint statement that said, actually... They are not the divorce.
We're not getting divorced.
They said the divorce rumors are untrue. They didn't say separated. The divorce. She said, however, this has been the hardest year for their marriage. And then she said, like, just stop adding to the salacious rumors. Everything you're saying is not like
it's fun, but it's not.
It
real.
Might be entertaining, but it's you're just adding to like the salacious narrative or something like that. XOXO, Kyle and Mauricio.
Okay, and then. They post all this shit together.
And then they're spotted in Aspen having dinner, spotted, quote unquote. I don't think spotted, I think called.
Yeah.
Blurry pick. Seems spotted, but it's not. And then they're posting all these this stuff together that they're together.
Their whole family picks.
Yeah, the family. Yeah. Family. On July 4th in Aspen.
Family. Okay.
As if nothing was happening.
I have to say, Kyle's reaction to this rumor has made me think that she's even more annoying than before.
I was actually excited to hear your take about how she had reacted and on the whole thing. Because there's also this, because what hasn't been like publicly acknowledged by either of them is that she's evidently appears to be in some relationship with this Morgan Wade. And they have not acknowledged that.
Well, we don't know what kind of relationship.
Right. It could like, be a friendship.
I was thinking that like she doesn't really post much about Teddy, and she used to be like buddy buddy with Teddy, like really, really close. And we don't know if this is like a replacement BFF. Some people are saying that maybe they're sponsors. I don't know. Maybe like it's a youthful friendship. Who knows really what's actually going on? Right. But
I think this like response to it is very irritating because it's very Kyle to just pretend like everything is like lovely. Like she gives one line about how they've had a tough year. But everything's going to be fine, guys. Everything's fine. Like,
it's
look at us.
It's going to happen on the
Here's
show.
Here's a family photo shoot that I would never have posted if not for this thing that I'm posting now to just relay to everyone that everything is fine, even though I haven't done it before. It just seems so fake.
No, I think
and she just never, I just think she never reveals any flaws in her family. She never like talks about any of that stuff. And for her to be like, yeah, we've had a tough year while not showing any sort of, you've never even seen a fight with the two of them on this show in what, 15 years? How long has the show been on the air?
They filmed during this year. So I think that they will show that this year.
They just finished filming when this rumor came out.
Right. So
it's not going to be in the season, but it probably
might. No, but it might be. It's like it's from January. Mm-hmm. They're filming, like that's this year. The thing that a big part of the whole puzzle was that she not a puzzle but whatever the story is that she lost one of her best childhood friends to suicide during the year, and I think and then after that, like I assume dealing with that led to a lot of these new, then all the changes started to happen after that happened. She doesn't talk about it yet because they haven't filmed. So I think that that's going to be part of the whole story.
But there's been rumors that he's been cheating on her for like years, right?
Forever. Yeah. So that they're saying that maybe a lot of people are saying, okay, maybe this is like her response. Or some people said like, oh, they have an open relationship, open marriage, and she's not going to leave Mauricio for Morgan if they really are together and they were just caught, and who the fuck knows.
I feel like it wasn't that out of character for Kyle to post the things on July 4th with her family. Like that's something that they would have posted, but she hasn't posted things right. like that in a year.
Right.
So it's more like, okay, it's not that out of character. It's
clearly
just like,
she has something, she's trying to prove something.
Right. I mean, they have 100% posted in Aspen on July in the summer many times. Like I recall that like as a family, I've seen these posts before. It's just the day after this is happening, they're suddenly like all together when they haven't really been together visibly that much. My feeling is that like if I had to guess to speculate, who knows if we'll see this on the show, but my speculation is that they have or had some sort of open relationship, and maybe Kyle like caught feelings for this woman. There's also some like evidence on TikTok to point to that TikTok sleuths have figured out based on like Morgan's ex and like things they've posted.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe like there is some sort of relationship, but I also feel like that I don't see them divorcing Kyle and Mauricio. A, it's like very expensive and it just like doesn't seem, they don't have a prenup. It seems like, why would you do it when they can kind of just like coexist married and
I just
do what they want to do.
Kyle cares too much about appearances to divorce.
I think that there's a possibility that she will be more open about what the arrangement really is without divorcing anyway. Like, I think there's other reasons to not divorce that are not just your image.
I'll reserve judgment for seeing this, I guess, for seeing this season play out. I bet if I were a betting woman, I would bet you see none of this.
I agree. On this season.
I think she's not gonna be talking about any of this shit.
I agree, totally. And we're gonna be looking for clues. Maybe it was Bravo that wanted to recreate the Raquel Sandoval effect, where it's like making the audience kind of hunt for clues because you know something's wrong, mm-hmm. but they're not showing it and you're like looking for it. And the editing sort of reveals it. I don't think she can avoid putting it in the following season.
I just think it's annoying that Kyle has never shown one fight with her and her husband ever. She pretends she has the perfect family. She pretends that like everything is always amazing. The only thing she'll show is her shit with her sisters. And like, I've always felt like there was more there and I want to see it. And she's on a reality show. So I feel like I deserve to.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the
Robin Dixon.
To see their broken marriage.
I mean, she's on the, if she were a random celebrity, I'd be like, none of my business, but she's on a reality show. I don't like people who are on a reality show who pretend like everything's really perfect when they're not.
Stuff.
It's not just that. It's not just that she's on a reality show. It's that she's always telling everyone, you have to be open and honest. You have to be open and honest, Lisa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot how annoying she was last season, too.
Like, she's always telling everyone else they have to reveal their shit. So
we're going to see.
They never even really talked that much about, like, the whole family rift with the Hiltons. Yeah.
No. They will. And they will never. I mean, the fact that You Stole My Goddamn House happened is the most we'll ever get from them. And that's why we'll never get anything else from them.
Wait, did you guys see that Kathy Hilton posted, during all of this, a picture of her and
Rick,
whatever, like, I love my hubby, like something like,
oh my God,
something like that.
I bet you Kathy was starting the rumors. She said the picture into Dumois.
The source close to people.
They were doing a live. They were doing a live. It was Kathy, Kyle, and Morgan standing behind them. And Kathy goes, we're going to reveal a surprise. And Kyle and Morgan, like, Kyle, like, looks up at Morgan, kind of like, what the fuck is she going to say? And it was weird. Did you guys see that clip?
No.
Oh, my God. Where was that? Yeah. On Instagram Live.
Oh, my God. That's really funny.
I think I saw something about it. I didn't actually watch it.
Who knows? We'll find out.
I don't think we will find out.
I think if Kyle is really in a relationship with Morgan Wade and they want to, like, make it a thing for any extended period of time, I think that it will come out. And I could see Kyle like being like, I've always loved like women and female friendships, and like she'll be like, I fell in love with this person. I could see her making it like, and I'm all great with my husband too, we're still
like
married.
A Bronwyn. Oh, you don't watch Orange County?
Yes, like a Bronwyn. Okay. Yeah.
The thing is that I could, even though she's like always pretending like everything is perfect, all her kids are adults almost now. And I could just sort of see her being like, this is my time now. This is my life.
But poor she just had her bat mitzvah.
I'm taking it back. Hence why she's getting so fit and doing all this stuff and is like, fuck this facade I have to put up. People are going to like me if I'm more real now that I'm
That's also a facade if you're doing it so people will like you.
Well, I'm just saying like where her mind might be. And then it's just like, I'm just going to do this thing. If Chrishell can do it.
Yes.
So will I.
She's trying to be like trendy.
That's what I mean. Like, I think the fact that it is trendy is helpful to her actually coming out in some capacity.
I think it is interesting, though, that Mauricio continues to post these, like, tribute posts to Kyle.
Because he's like, yeah, she's still my wife. Now he's probably, like, really into her. He's like, damn it. I thought she was like...
He's probably also into maintaining the bullshit fake image of... Have you seen the selling Beverly Hills show?
Of course I have. Like, I told you.
It's all Mauricio lives under the delusion that his family is also perfect, which they are very much not, even though Alexia couldn't name the material from the countertops.
Well, that's kind of why it works. You need two people to, in order to kind of maintain that like perfect image of a relationship, you need both people to be like bought into that way of conducting things, like Tom and Ariana were for many years. Like, we are going to not show things. Like, we agree we're not going to show things. Mm-hmm. We're aligned.
And those people are usually attracted to each other because they, like, are interested in, like, social climbing.
It's a value.
And it's a little, it's social climbing, and it's making sure that you are, you know, like, presenting image over inside.
Yeah. Or yes. Or image over reality.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever it is. But yeah, no, I think it could be, it's an interesting thing to watch. Morgan Wade is Alexia's age, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't, like, bother me so much because, like, men do that all the time.
Men do it, I find that also.
That's why it doesn't bother me. Like,
but does it bother you when they do it?
Yeah, but this, but, like, make that comment is just like, yeah, it's like, this is what people do.
If in some hypothetical world my dad ever dated someone my age, I would be repulsed. So
totally.
No
agree.
Offense to anyone who dads who are listening who might be doing that or
whatever. I would feel weird about it, but I just mean, like, it's not any weirder that she's doing it because Morgan.
No,
is
I'm
her
not saying it's weird. It's
I don't
not
think it's
weirder,
like repulsive. I just think it's like
I'm a little grossed out by that.
I think they're two consenting adults. The age doesn't bother me that much. Plus, when you're, like, sort of in that I feel like in Hollywood, your age matters less than if in your, like, in the real world.
I guess that's true. But I guess that's why I'm saying if it were my parents, I would be like, no, I don't like it.
Well, we also
I don't mean to be judgmental of anyone's
maybe they're
kinks,
just BFFs.
Maybe.
How old
who
is
share rings
what's her
and
face?
Tattoos.
Who? How old is Farrah?
Our age, 34.
Farrah Wien.
She's our age.
Yeah.
I wonder what's happening at their wedding.
I was literally about to say that. I feel like I looked on her Instagram. I didn't see her fiance.
He doesn't post
on
her
there much. Yeah.
Either. They were together at Kim Richards' daughter's wedding, so.
Okay. Mm. I think we need Kim Richards back. She was usually relatively straightforward about her fucked up life.
I think that would be great to get Kim back, but I also don't want Kim to, like, I don't know if it's good for Kim.
That's you true. Know? Good for the show, though.
Yeah. Good for us. That's all of Bravo.
Yeah.
Good for us, bad for the cast.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Speaking of Hollywood, I feel like the entire Instagram was celebrity photos dressed in white. Did you see the one specifically of Kevin Hart sort of standing next to Kendall Jenner and it looked like Kendall Jenner is a cutout?
No, I didn't see that.
She's like 2 feet taller and they're both like switched tequilas and literally it's really funny and fake. I'll send it to you. But this billionaire Michael Rubin threw a white party. It used to be Diddy who did his white parties in the Hamptons, but now it's Michael Rubin. So many people were there. Literally like Tom Brady, Kim Kardashian, obviously Kendall.
J-Lo.
J-Lo with Ben.
With Ben and
Jen's daughter.
Garner's daughter.
Oh, yeah. That was the one I kept seeing. Yes.
Yeah.
That was funny. It's also funny because his daughter looks just like Jennifer Garner and her daughter and son, J-Lo's daughter and son looks just like her ex-husband. Like they both look like the other partner.
Wouldn't it be funny if they hooked up or no? Are they related in any way? No. They're not. Those kids that I'm talking about.
No, they're not related. Yeah. So many people, Beyonce, Jay-Z were there.
Did you see the Kim Kardashian and Kanye's ex, Chaney Jones, wore the same dress?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah. They're wearing the same Aaliyah dress. But I think kind of styled differently. It's just kind of funny that they wore the same thing.
I bet
he picked it out for both of them. Maybe. Or he picked it out for them.
Yeah, I did.
At different points.
I didn't see, but it was huge. Justin Bieber, like.
Who is Michael Rubin?
A rich,
rich man.
Little Jewish boy who looks like someone we would have known in college.
However, though, he was, he's like a businessman since like he was a child, essentially.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of
business.
Crazy.
He started
a ski shop when he was back in 16.
And now he has all these celebrities at his house?
No.
With his bar mitzvah money.
He's the CEO of Fanatics, which is like a sports licensing e-commerce company, which is huge. So that's why there's also all these athletes that were there, plus all of like the rich musicians and all of that. So he also is the executive chairman of like Rue, Gilt Group. All those e-coms.
Like flash sale sites.
How does he get everyone to come, though, to his party?
He knows everybody.
Honestly, yeah,
I feel like celebrities don't like to go to everything. Like, what? How did they know that this was, like, the party that where you should go to see and be seen?
All of those things. I honestly think... He has 90 security guards or something.
I honestly think it's because it's sort of like an established event, the way, like, the Met Gala is an established event. So the idea of it is already very...
I've never even heard of this party before.
I didn't see pictures of this. Like, I thought Diddy's white party.
It is that, just like now it's hosted by Michael Rubin. It's the same thing. It's just a different host. That's the only difference.
How did he decide he was going to be the new?
That's what
I would love an investigation into. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How did that get brokered? Like, what if there was a competing white party?
Does Diddy still have the party?
No, this is the white party. So
maybe he's like passed the baton. Maybe he knows him.
That's what I mean.
And
like,
he's just like, do you want to be the next guy to do it? And he's like, sure. It's interesting. Also, he has...
So he was like, this is too expensive.
He has a daughter. He has three daughters.
I don't
want to
pay for the meat.
No, literally, though.
This party must have been
so expensive.
Yeah.
They had so
a lot of
money,
meat and cheese
so
platters.
Much security.
It definitely seems like it's getting its earned media, I do have to say. Like, everyone. Where
but
we've
media
been talking
for
about
who?
It. For all of these people and their existence and their projects that they then will sell something that is based on their coolness because they were at the white party.
And these group pictures of people who never would be sort of photographed together.
What was the
That's
attire?
Interesting.
It's like
were
not
you supposed to wear a bathing
white.
Suit?
Just white. And obviously everyone is wearing like thin, transparent things. Like Emrata wore a sheet.
I think it's special because it's like not an industry. It's not like a work event. You know, it's a... Purely so, it's not like the Oscars.
Seems like kind of a
like,
work event, though.
It's not. Like,
it's like
not,
a hookup event.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Ben Affleck brought his daughter.
I don't know. Maybe it's like and Bridgerton when you bring your Leslie. Daughter out.
To she just also looks like the kind of person who would like not be interested in being at that
she was
party.
She's wearing a mask.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It just didn't really make any sense. Like, why did he bring... It just didn't seem like she was the kind of person who like would want to be there. He doesn't even seem like he's the kind of person that would want to be there. And then like...
Maybe their publicist made
them brought her. She wore a mask. It kind of looks like she's like there, like taking notes for her mom. Like, I don't really know.
Wait. Jennifer Garner just posted also like this compilation of reels. No, not threads. Videos, pictures of her emerging from a pool wearing goggles. Who? And it's Jennifer Garner of herself. And it's like for July 4th. And I was like, this is the funniest, like the most opposite person you could probably come up with. From J-Lo.
That's why I don't understand.
Go look at her feed. It was just like, I rewatched it so many times. It's like, this is so funny. I just love random shit like this. This is my, like this is my like Super Bowl.
I just think it's an inappropriate party to bring. How old is Serafina Affleck?
It's an inappropriate party.
I need to see Jennifer Garner.
I think maybe she left early. Like, I think like the after parties where it got wild.
Oh my God.
She's 14?
You see the video?
Yeah, this is like
okay,
the,
Michael
this is
Rubin.
Like 13 going on 30.
I know. Do you see the video? Okay, Michael Rubin's daughter. Michael Rubin's daughter, who I then stalked. He has an ex-wife. He has I know it's really funny those pictures. He has an ex-wife who he has a daughter with named Kylie. And then he has a model, new wife. She's a model and has two little babies with her. But her like his teenage daughter from the first wife was there. She posted so many pictures with like all these different celebrities. She looked very young. She looked like I was looking at her feed. Sorry for stalking a person, but she was open. And she just like looked like her prom was like the other day. So it was just she was all there. I think it was probably PG at first.
The kids table.
And then the kids go home.
I apologize. It wasn't Serafina. It was Violet Affleck, and she is 17.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
very
better.
Tall.
Very tall.
Very
That's
tall.
Better. I mean, I think this is a good party because it's actually exclusive. Like I think that
it just
it's
didn't seem like it was her scene. It just didn't seem like
no,
it.
No, I agree.
We don't know her. We don't know her.
Maybe
just from her look, from the mask, from the like the did she wear glasses there?
What are you like fucking not another teen movie? She's paint on her overalls.
It's like a good thing. No, I'm saying it's a good thing. She seems like she's like innocent. Not like innocent, not like into like
what a loser.
But like kinda.
Maybe she's trying
to you look at Google Violet. Violet Affleck and tell me if you think that she seems like the kind of person who's like, I need to be at the white
no,
party.
No, she doesn't, but her mom but is also literally posting like herself
goggle
in
pics.
These goggles.
It's all so good. Anyway, this party happened. Michael Rubin's really fucking rich and
good for
him.
That's
it. As long as, you know, he's making his money ethically and giving back, good for him. We all hope for the best.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, should we just close the loop on the idol before just say one quick goodbye? What did you think of the finale?
I thought it was hilarious. It was ridiculous, obviously. It made no sense whatsoever in terms of zero plot, connection.
Zero. I still have many questions that I'm not even going to try to answer.
I don't understand anything. I thought it was hilarious that they did this showcase of like people who, and then the, all these like all the Live Nation and the team were like, oh my God, they're brilliant. And you're like, really? They're like, right. Are they really so good? Like, are we all watching the same show?
That one girl has an insane voice.
The main girl, but she's like no different than like another good voice. You know what I mean? They're like, she is Jesus. Like, right. You know, that was really funny. And I just,
Diana is such a bad actress. Like that, whoever plays her, she's such a bad actress. But I thought you were giving me full legal protection.
And that to me didn't even make any sense. I just didn't understand why any of this, what happened the whole show? Like, what did Jocelyn do?
I think the point is that she was like manipulating
him the whole time.
Right. But I don't know, like, why would she still have the old hairbrush?
No, but it wasn't old.
I know. I'm saying, like, why does her having a new hairbrush negate the abuse, like, storytelling-wise? It just didn't make any sense to me.
He's saying that she was lying. That's like, the whole time about the hairbrush. It never happened. But it didn't make any sense because, like, did her like, assistant and Troy, whatever, Savon, I hope that's how you say it. Please don't kill me. Were they in on it or were they not in on it? I didn't understand what was going on like at all. It didn't make any sense. And
that's what I'm
saying.
Why
then would she announce to her fans that this, who they proved to be a pimp, is now the love of her life? Like, none of it made any sense. I didn't understand.
I agree. Some really poor choices were made. And I think that maybe we just leave it at that.
Just the worst show.
Terrible.
Like, I'm really upset. Like, HBO is my favorite.
Maybe next, I mean, I don't see.
I don't know why you guys keep watching. All I've been hearing this whole time you've been talking about it over the last few weeks was how bad it was.
You know, this is a really great question.
Because it had these funny moments in it. It had these funny moments in it and these funny supporting actors who I really personally like. And there were glimmers. Like, you could see, like, the 30% of the original show that was still remaining that I wanted to see more of that.
I enjoyed watching Jocelyn or Lily Rose Depp. Like, I thought that
she was
entertaining.
Good.
But I don't know. That's a great question. Like, why? Because I'll stop watching a show if I hate it.
It was also short.
Yeah, it was only 5 episodes. And they cut an episode. Like, I cannot believe that. Out of a 6-episode show, they cut a full episode because they're like, you know, better not. Like, what was in that episode?
I have a feeling that they chopped together the 2 episodes into the last one.
Oh, you could tell that they did that.
Maybe there was something.
Yeah. It didn't even make any sense why Ted Gross, who was like, that too. They were like, oh, we can't do another sex scene. That was the only thing about this episode that I liked. There was no like just gratuitous sex. And you're just like, okay, this is all about the plot now, even though the plot has more holes than like
Swiss cheese.
Cheese, yeah. It didn't make any sense, but... Yeah. Like, if I had threads then, not that I didn't have Twitter.
2 days
but if
ago.
I had threads then, I would have threaded up a storm. All right. So who are we sending to the Caymans this week?
All right. I think we should send, what's his name? Sam Levinson.
Yeah, I agree. Please. Bye.
He ruins a potentially good show. Bring back Amy Simetz and tell us what the original plan for the idol was, please.
Go sell some what are they called? Timeshares, and maybe get some perspective on life.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's an amazing fan that we love that we're sending hypothetically and no actual expenses paid, but full hypothetical expenses paid to a place of their choice?
full hypotheticals. Okay, I have a good one.
Let's hear it.
Aileen, tell me if this was you because of the name. Becky like, Coop, 123.
Like, as in, did I write a review Coop? On our own thing?
I'm joking.
Oh, no, it wasn't me.
Okay, well, she says, love these betches. She's a long-time listener and first-time reviewer. She says she's a big fan of the new segment, Who Are We Stalking This Week? We forgot to, like, officially announce it, but we stalked Michael Rubin this week.
We stalked Michael Rubin hard.
Yeah, and his daughter, apparently. So relatable. So good. 5 stars. In general, she gets such a kick out of our references and witty banter and how smart we all are. We're also sort of the same age. I actually feel like we are longtime besties. Love ya. Us too, Becky Coop. Thank you for this lovely review. I also want to say I got a DM from a listener who had a really good idea. Her handle was @RebeccaZara. She said that she thinks the reviewer of the year should win a hypothetical vacay to Betches Summer Party 2024. Because they thought it looked so fun.
We'll reconvene in December then.
Yeah, maybe we could even get like Delta to sponsor someone's flight to the real one next year.
Okay, we could think about it.
Delta. Sure.
Thank you @RebeccaZara for your suggestion.
And thank you, Becky Coop. And goodbye, Sam Levinson.
Goodbye. We'll see you when you learn.
Come back.
Don't come back before the Idol season 2.
It's renewed for
it
season
might
2?
Be.
We don't know.
It's possible.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
Follow me at Sammy.
And I'm at Jordana Abraham. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.